An NGO, Save Ghana and its partners, have called on government to, as a matter of urgency, include comprehensive abortion care services in the National Health Insurance Scheme. They underscore the importance of government's intervention in reproductive health. The call was made at an outreach program in Accra on access to legal and safe abortion in Ghana. Here is a report by Peggy Amufasoa.
The WHO estimates that 42 million women faced with unwanted pregnancies have abortion, of which 20 million are unsafe. These are mostly recorded in countries where abortion is illegal. It is against this backdrop that Save Ghana and its partners are determined to improve on good governance at the grassroots on a campaign for access to legal and safe abortion. The reproductive health officer of Save Ghana, Rahel Kanmoa, in a presentation said abortion is legal in Ghana, but under conditions such as rape, defilement, health of mother and child. These barriers, he noted, are blocking people from access to medication and information. She outlined some interventions that are being pushed by Save Ghana.
We at Save Ghana are proposing three interventions at reducing maternal mortality and morbidity, and these are making abortion on demand within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. By this, we mean that during the first 3 months of pregnancy, every woman can walk into any health facility to ask for an abortion service. Secondly, we are humbly asking the government of Ghana through the National Insurance Authority to include family planning services in the health insurance policy to make it more accessible to all women of reproductive ages. Finally, combating the stigma associated with the use of family planning devices and abortion services, especially by our churches in particular and the society in general, will go a long way at realizing our dreams.